a new world order. Your world is not what it seems. Alex Hansery, Outside the Box.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is July the 6th in the year 2009. I'm your host, Alex Hansery, with you for the next 2 hours, live right here on OracleBroadcasting.com. It's a cloudy Monday afternoon, but we'll still try to spice it up with a number of juicy headlines. Anything you want to mention, anything you want to talk about, open lines today. We actually have a guest the next couple days, We have a guest coming on Tuesday, tomorrow. We'll talk about that a little bit. We have Freeman. Most of you know Freeman. That'll be on Wednesday. But it is the 6th day of July in the year 2009. 4th of July was 2 days ago. I was megaphoning downtown Portland, Oregon. We'll talk a little bit about that. My reflections on that day. My friend Mike was out there. He was megaphoning as well. We actually started off doing kind of a symphony, you know, 9/11, inside job, swine flu, inside job, economic crash, inside job, you know, what's that spell? You know, going down the line, breaking down what fascism is, working our best to explain the big, big picture. And I know people think it's obnoxious to make some noise, to be passionate about what you believe in, but the Titanic is sinking. And all most people seem to be doing is rearranging the chairs. So we decided that's what we were going to do. That would be the fourth year that I bullhorned on the fourth. I guess next year would be year number 5 in 2010. And we started at Pioneer Courthouse Square. And we walked over to the, well, this is where it got really interesting. We went to the Beer Fest, Mike and I. And I guess you could say held these people hostage for about a good 45 minutes. It was horrifying. And they were giving me the, it was fun for me. It was horrifying for them to have to listen to this information as they drink and try to burn away the time they don't really have. That's exactly what most people are doing. They are fiddling while Rome burns. The information's intense. The modern reality is totally insane. The elite are staging a number of crises to put us in a state of fear. What we're doing is trying to wake people up while there's still some time to help people out premeditatively go about preemptively taking care of their own lives, getting prepared, trying to take themselves to a more spiritual place. What I do is not perceived by people that claim to be spiritual with their websites to be spiritual. It's negative, it's dark, because we're talking about things that they would rather not look at. The reality is, what is spiritual, what is right, what is godly? That is a matter of perspective. Well, I know what side of the fence I stand on. I know who Alex Hansery is. And know what I'm doing here on this planet is the right thing. Try to help people move away from fear of this and fear of that and truly love each other and themselves, but we're still going to talk about problems in the world, big problems. Whether or not you choose to look at that with fear or not, or love, that's personal. Me, it's a loving thing to want to care about the tribe. Why be afraid? It's a matter of perspective. They choose to be afraid and have those negative emotions. Perhaps they ought to be looking at that. Instead of just thinking that talking about these things will automatically make them feel sad. I'm about to change that. They're going to hear my voice more and more before all this is said and done. We'll be back in a few.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
You and me.
zombies. Very talented at looking straight ahead. Pretending I'm not here. Pretending I'm not talking to them. Pretending I'm not yelling at them. Pretending I'm not giving them any information whatsoever. Very, very, very talented young men and women out there, and seniors as well. Talented blacks, talented whites, talented poor people, talented rich, talented young, talented old. They ought to write a book and explain to me how they can ignore it all and not care. And that's what I was asking people. This one bodybuilder looking type, want to play tough guy, tell us to turn the camera off and stop bullhorning. We're walking by a restaurant. No, he can hear us, but we're not right next to him. We're not in his physical space. We're just being a nuisance, but we're moving from point to point. So he doesn't need to be coming up to me telling me we're going to shut up. You come up to Alex Ansari and you tell me to shut up. Whoever you are, unless you're a cop saying you're going to arrest me unless I stop, that's about the only exception. But if you're going to do that, I'm going to give you another 5 minutes of bullhorning as a punishment. Well, we didn't do that to this guy. I did realize he was having lunch with his daughter, so I didn't keep it up. But before he left, you know, I made sure he answered the question, well, what do you care about? I mean, we're already on our way. We're since he ran over here trying to play tough guy, what you tell me, tough guy, what you care about? He didn't care about nothing. He didn't care about nothing but himself. As I said before, and will continue to say, that's the sickness of all of this. People don't know that by taking care of others and being involved in something, that energy comes back and you can take care of yourself. Before we went out to break, I was talking about that fear of these emotional states that they don't want to feel. It's because of the programming that you have these emotional states. It's because of the peer pressure. It's why the ladies aren't involved. Most of them, only a small fraction. That'll change in the future. It's hopefully the male and female energies come more into a harmonious nature and able to synchronize together. Hopefully that will happen. But for now, oh dear. We went to the waterfront, and I've been talking about jets overhead. And they flew right over us, right over. It was like, as I'm screaming about war games and jets overhead, here they come. I've never seen them fly that low. I'm sure a lot of people were clapping their hands like seals. Like a bunch of stupid seals going, oh my God, it's an air show for the 4th of July. Try again, sunshine. Yes again, Sherlock. Nope, try again. Here, I'll give you five possible options or five possible times to get it right before I get irritated and walk away. They still can't do it. Like some people you couldn't even talk to. But there were some good things about that day to segue into that, talking to other souls that know the truth and are in a space where they're starting to feel that time is speeding up. Something's changing really quickly. And what we're doing is looking at different things in our physical world that's showing great change. But what is really going on is far beyond the level that most people can verbally articulate. That's a level where most people are afraid to go. Or afraid to question publicly. Waking up is not just about the political stuff, it's about questioning the very nature of what's going on universally, globally, not just locally, not just the stuff happening in front of your face, not just the hand in front of your face, not just the material objects in your actual hands, trinkets and baubles. No, that ain't reality. Reality ain't all about that woman that you're sleeping with, or that man that you're sleeping with, or even your children, or even your name. You're not your name, nor am I Alex Ansari. Well, there's something about who we are that's deep inside of these intergalactic body suits. And what that does is fascinate me and want me to look even deeper into the nature of how things really are. not how I want them to be. And you never really know the whole truth. You just constantly are finding snippets of information and truth that aid us in our journey. So what we're going to do now is go over some headlines, and I have other thoughts, but I'm going to pause back and forth. Obviously, my voice is a little harsh from bullhorning. I'm sure I have some humorous stories today. I'm just getting started here, but I'm going to do the show coffee-less. You know, coffee, I was watching some Terrence McKenna videos. Actually came from the dentist, too, so you guys are lucky we don't have a rerun today, because I was planning to have a rerun, but I was able to get back in time. Terrence McKenna was talking about coffee and different drugs and substances coming around humankind to meet what is going on culturally. And he notes how coffee is like the perfect drug to be taken in a industrialized society. That has to work. That has to move really quickly, get things done. And yet a lot of people are suffering, feeling like they have no time. No time. What's going on? There's no time. For the very basic, simple things in life. This is why I'm drawn to nature. This is why I'm drawn to a lot of things outside of the city. But it's funny because many times when you go outside of the city, you find some really dirty stuff. Other people that decided that they were going to flee the city for a day and, you know, go somewhere nice, get away from it all. But yet they're taking their RVs with them. They're taking their litter with them. They're bringing their MP3 players with them. Their text messaging. They're running out to nature because they want some therapy. I mean, they want something that grounds them. In a world that is constantly pushing them off balance. Well, I thought I would try a new spot, hopefully find some good energy yesterday, the day after, you know, that very intense day of bullhorning for about 4 hours. And the good YouTube videos will be coming up soon. We have a few right now. But I ended up going to Rooster Rock. That's a clothing optional beach. I just wanted to check it out. I'm not a nudist. I just wanted to go hiking. And I didn't realize it was, well, we'll get into that when we come back. But, let's just say Alex Ansari accidentally walked into the wrong part of the park. And all of a sudden, it felt like I was at a rest stop. It's a funny story, but I survived it. And I'll tell you about it after this break.
Exploring the matrix of consciousness is Esoteric Action Radio. Sundays from 9 to 11 p.m.
Only in the world of broadcasting.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he is.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
And what are they doing on the 4th of July at night? They're hearing bomb-like sounds going off. Boom, 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 boom. Watch them damn explosions in the sky. As the little kids die and the women cry. The women here and the men here are real good at walking straight ahead, straight forward, keeping their mouths shut. Telling me to be calm. Why don't you be calm? Oh, wait a minute. You are. They are. They are calm. And they ought to write a book. how to keep your head straight ahead. I did talk to men. I did talk to women. I talked to the elderly. I talked to the young. I talked to everybody on the 4th of July, 2009. And hardly anybody, only a couple of young men in their 20s and their early 30s, were able to get it. I talked to a couple of young African-American kids that were about 8 or 9 when I was standing up on a pedestal talking about, you know, the severity of the situation with this country going down and how we should be looking at what's going on and working together. So you learn a lot from experience like that. And I want to say something about 2012. About every time I say something, I've realized they've brainwashed a lot of us or a lot of you to think into the world when you hear 2012 and fear. And then you have the other extreme of 2012, which is total enlightenment, beam up to a spaceship, different variants of it. But what I think that if you want to support any 2012 theory or criticize 2012 theory, this formula should go either or. You know, whether you're for the idea of it being significant or you're for the idea of it being a hoax. This should be for both of you, both of these views. You need to do your research in the Mayan calendar because it's real. You need to look at the long count calendar. Then you got to look at the Egyptian calendar, okay? Then you need to look at the Incas. And you need to get out of your ethnocentric perspective that Anglo-Saxon America, our Western culture, philosophy, is all that there is in terms of understanding our reality. That's why some people listen to this show that don't listen to the big enchilada, because I like that area. I like questioning reality, and I'm not about pushing fear. The other thing is, you know, people really don't even aren't even listening to what I was saying about the swine flu situation, saying I was pushing fear. No, they are the ones pushing fear. You're saying I'm pushing fear by saying they're pushing fear? That doesn't make any sense, my friend. Do I say you should be healthy? Yes. Because I know there are biological weapons that are being tested on us. You should have grapefruit seed extract. You should have grape seed extract to prevent cancer. You should have oil of oregano. You should be a healthy guy, a healthy gal. You should have superfood. You should get prepared. It's not about being afraid. But I guess I can sound like a fearmonger if I'm yelling and I'm screaming. But maybe I'm afraid. Maybe I'm just another guy who's just trying to do the best thing he can and try to provide information. So why don't you think about it like that? Instead of just assume, for those that do. There haven't been the best days on this show, but I'm hoping there are going to be some great days on this show and the days ahead when the information really comes together. Now, I told you I was going to tell you a funny story, and I am going to tell you a funny story. And I'm sure every now and then I'll go back to the 4th of July and talk about some of the funnier moments with people trying to tell me to shut up. I'm just going, no, this isn't going to be this alpha male tough guy who's got the bigger chest. I mean, this guy was coming up to me and we're like, we were chest to chest because Matt Kazee, if you want to Google his name, Matt Kazee, he has third.parallel.tv. He came up here, he drove up here from Kentucky to interview me and a bunch of other people for this documentary. Ed Asner, he's got hours with Maxwell. He stayed with Jordan Maxwell for 2 weeks. So he was there filming the whole thing. And then there's that one scene where this guy walks up and he's telling him to shut the camera off. I just walk right in front of the camera. I'm like, we're not shutting down nothing. You know, I really could have been a jerk. Like, no, you're not going to do nothing. What you're going to do is you're going to eventually realize that we're not going to stand down and you're going to go back to your little girlfriend over there, who loves a big brute like you who, pushes people around but doesn't do anything, for his country. That would be emotionally rough for her to be hearing things about what's going on in the country. So no, we know you're not going to do anything. You're going to try to look good in front of her, and then you're going to go back down, and you're going to sit down, and you're going to finish your meal like a good boy. Make a long story short, he did do that. So the other guy, who told me if I didn't be quiet, he was going to come knock me up one, sitting there, wannabe jock. He wasn't quite at the muscular level. He was like, his size was in between my size and the other guy, which was a lot bigger than me. But yet, he was very open to be taken down with a single strike to the solar plex. His arrogance just left him, but I'm not out here to get in fights. Because I'm not out there to get in fights, physically, but I am someone that, well, when I'm around, worlds collide. And I think it's a good thing, though, because I'm giving them new information, another way of looking at reality. I'm showing that there is one guy here who is passionate about his, not just his country or his city or his land, about everybody on the planet. And if everybody on the planet, the billions of people, stop fighting one another or realize what was going on, we could change things. That's why our number one thing, one of the main issues, one of the main things out there that's in our way is the mainstream media, is the mind control machines. Now we're digital. Digital TV. I hope you're not watching it. They control the vertical and the horizontal. Does this sound like we're moving towards a freer world? Or a world where there's going to be more confusion and hysteria? What are the answers? What are the solutions? Look inside yourself and get a mirror. I mean, make a beeline right now. Get on your running shoes, because it starts, there are individual solutions and there are collective ones. For me, it's to tell the people, hey, this is what's going on, and here's some other options. Here's some other ways of looking at this reality. Here's another way of looking at this era of time that you were born into for whatever reason. Here's some information, last night if you will. There are multiple native tribes, native groups, indigenous people, ancestry, ancestors, Mayans, Egyptians, the list goes on and on that talked about this particular time. This particular time in history could potentially be significant. It might even be an enlightening time. Now, look, I mean, if we really look at these 2012 theories, and I watched a film last night, and I was really analyzing what they could prove scientifically, but the theories about it, these spiritualists weren't saying it was going to be a great time, but that we would face major challenges. And it's like, you talk about the archetypes in Hinduism, like the Kali Yuga, decadency and destruction and death. That is like we're according to their theory, coming out of that time. And that, the idea that everything's going to become more extreme and intense with not the end of the world stuff, but subtle changes to the weather and to humans when this alignment comes up. I mean, if they're affected, other planets and the planets being activated, what does that do to us biological beings that are of nature? And why is there so much warning? I wrote that article on Sunspot Cycle 24. Talks about solar flare cycles and its connection to human aggression as well as enlightenment. So a lot of people perceive these signs as you make it what you're going to make of it. It's your choice, no one else. They want to get inside your head and get you to think of into the world 2012, and that's not the way to do this if you are going to look at 2012. But perhaps the end of the world that we've been living. But I'll tell you, what's important is today, keeping these criminals in check. Gotta get them locked up. We gotta deal with the New World Order first if you really want to be free.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Gun. Blackwater molesters. Anyway, in brief, you might get some good information on the History Channel and Discovery Channel about 2012 from certain guests that are on there. What happens is they edit very closely. They say words like into the world and show explosions because they're trying to create that vibrational state in the eye of the viewer. And then a lot of people, most people, even those that are on the quest for truth, might say, wait a minute, because Discovery and History are owned by Rupert Murdoch, that means all of the stuff's a lie. But wait a minute, what about people that come along and try to hijack revolutions and hijack movements to distort? Did Rupert Murdoch have a time machine, is what I want to know. Did you go back to the Mayans and say, we need to create a calendar, and by the time we create New World Order, I don't think they're going to be enlightened, but they won't be enlightened. We'll have total control. We'll just try to make them think that they'll be enlightened one day, and the cycles come. No, it's not just the Mayans. When you're facing this type of archaeological evidence, all you're really arguing with potentially is a closed-minded. They don't want to look at what the ancients left behind. That's ethnocentrism. When you only believe in your own Western culture and you spit on all the other cultures and other views on this era of time that we're in, we have to think beyond. And I know you know it's the truth. Now, I want to go back to yesterday. Okay, switching gears here. I'm just trying to be in nature. I'm a single guy living in a crazy world. People don't want to hear what I have to say about this, that, and the other. I just want to go hiking. Well, you ever heard the phrase, men are pigs? Of course you have. Well, that counts for whether they're heterosexual or homosexual. So all I'm doing is just, you know, I've heard of Rooster Rock, but I mean, I thought it was more like men and women or something like that. I thought maybe it was clothing optional, as in, can I keep my clothes on? Because I'm still in my shorts and shirt. I just need some water. And, you know, I want to sit by the water. And I want to, you know, meditate maybe if I can slow my mind down for 5 seconds. You know, have some sort of a calm, high-energy afternoon in the sun, even though, I mean, the chemtrails and harp formations were just they are just outside of now we got heavy clouds outside and wind. They took out that sun real quick. But, yeah, man, just walking around and, hi, how are you doing? I'm fine. I'm walking away from you. I'm going this way. See you later. Couple more. It's like, oh, sorry, almost walked on this guy. I mean, I'm walking on the path, right? I'm like, something's wrong here. These dudes are like laying out in nothing with their, it was just big old sausage fest on these little pink towels on the trail. So I got to go around them. And I'm like, oh dear. Oh dear. Yeah. I asked this one guy, it's obvious I'm a straight guy who doesn't know where he is. It's obvious who the straight guy is who's lost, and that was me. And I'm going, hey, how do I get out of here and loop back around? He's like, oh, you go up that trail and you go up where the concrete is. And I went up this trail and it was like the freeway. Practical joke on straight boy Alex Hansery. And you guys know how I look, right? I'm about 5'7". You know, pretty toned, 160 pounds. You know, I'm every gay guy's wet dream. But yet a girl will never come up to me and say hi. That's great. So yeah, life's like hell to me. I say hell is a place on earth. Ooh, baby, is a place on earth. You know, so that's my world. You know, I'm like, these are the only guys out here are these dudes. I mean, fortunately later on I was able to get my way back to the, at least there were some people with their clothes on, and it wasn't just men. There were just people by the river. Down by the river! Living in a van down by the river. Thank you, Chris Farley. Hi, how are you? Really freaked out, dude. Just trying to find a cool spot to sit down and light my bowl up, dude. Just get back. I had a walking stick with me. And I'll tell you, those walking sticks, those are great self-defense weapons, I tell you. So I had that thing ready to go. Ooh, bam! You know. But, oh, dear, man. It was just, okay, let me think about this. And I just feel their eyes burn into me, just like, oh, you just want to rape that little brown boy. Oh, yeah, look at that. Just want to rape that out. Just like, you guys are freaking animals, dude. I know, you guys know how I am. I'm all about New World Order this, 9/11, corruption at highest levels. I'm always researching. Hell, I found myself watching stuff about the Catholic Church the other day because I'm trying to educate myself and learn what I can. Yes, the Vatican's involved in stuff. Of course it is. but I can't prove it the way some people can. But anyway, you know where I'm going with this. I'm all about the evils of the world. This is what's important. It's like, you guys just want to talk to me for 5 seconds or just want to bother me? I'll just let loose a whole new world order tirade. I'll make you guys run for the hills. I'm the mature one. I'm the one who's looking at all these sausages, trying not to, and just like going, oh my God, look the other way, look the other way. Don't make eye contact. Just smile and nod. Don't look nervous. Don't look like a nervous straight kid. Just smile like, you know, ain't no big deal. The thing is, these guys aren't the weird ones. It's me. I'm the one that just doesn't get it. How fun it is to just, you know, get it on. Well, they had these, it was scary, folks. I was trying to find the regular path back, and here's what happened. I would start going on these side trails. Okay, you want to stay off the side trails when you're at Rooster Rock, okay, because the grass is really tall, and you might be hearing some stuff going on in the grass that you rather not have wanted to hear. And men get sexed up. We all do. I mean, when it's like in the 90s, it's sunny. So, anyway, I gotta move on. I survived. I can tell you there's a regular beach there. You wanna check it out on a really nice sunny day. Just the main beach, just nudity doesn't bother you, but you don't wanna go right. Okay? Don't take the path and keep going. And it'll make sense why everybody's being so nice to you if you do. I kept going, there ain't no ladies over here. I mean, not that I was there for that. I mean, I couldn't get a date if my life depended on it. I'm just too out there. Or I could, but I wouldn't be into them. It's one of those A likes B, but B likes C. I've got some family curse or something. Anyway, it was scary, dude. But, shoot. Yeah. Going into the news, 40 minutes into the program, let's talk. From VOA, North Korea launches several missiles off its east coast. That was on Saturday. So they didn't hit or shoot to North Korea. They did it out there near South Korea. You know what, guys? I don't know what's going on. There's conflicting reports. There are some people saying the North Koreans, their missile technology is so off, they're missing by several thousand miles. But I'm not so sure I believe that. I mean, I really think they got advanced stuff that we fully don't know about, that it's not fully a scare or a hoax. I think they're trying to keep our nerves rattled right now, but in reality, we have no clue what they've got. Nonetheless, most people are just sitting there, you know, drinking their Kool-Aid, but it's pretty rancid Obama Kool-Aid. We had an Obama sign with us, by the way, on the 4th of July, too. Hope Gnosis. Think any black people came up to us and say, hey, you racist? What you got that sign for? Obama. But people were surprised instead. And their mouths were open. So it wasn't all negative. I mean, these people were really curious. They're like, all people. White, black, young, old. Like, this guy's really going off. And there were some areas where I couldn't take my bullhorn. So I just walked around with the Obama sign, yelling about how Nazis run the country, how our government brought them here in the 40s, after World War II, had them set up our CIA and our NASA organization, space program, rocket propulsion scientists, mind scientists. I told them to look at the Chase logo, swastika, that was right next to me. Told them to make the connection and tell me I was crazy. No one told me I was crazy. Yeah, I was just speechless.
Thank you.
about this. I haven't written a story, but I have a gut feeling about this state. This Muslim minority group, took to the streets, burning, smashing vehicles, shots, and clashed with anti-riot police, giving the police the pretext to begin murder. It happened before. It's happening now. And it will happen again. This is what they do to control the population. And how can they get us into martial law, quarantine zones, unless they create a scare? Yes, a scare, but a scare nonetheless that allows the CDC or the UN to say you have to take a shot or you will be put in jail or you will be fined hundreds of thousands of dollars that you will not be able to pay them because you don't have a job. It is the ultimate endgame scenario. It is the ultimate methodology to controlling physical humans. But I sit here in the dark of night contemplating what could really be the nature of reality. What could really be what's going on in this virtual reality game? Could there be some sort of a spiritual agreement between us as souls and the people, the souls, working for the New World Order? To where whatever happens here aids us in our evolution. To not get so caught up in what's happening here emotionally, but to see the big picture and understand that another reality might exist out of this one, outside of this one. And if someone were able to prove that to you, or if your mind was open to that possibility, there's something far bigger than this stuff, would it change your worldview? Would it help you connect even deeper with your spirit, that soul inside you, that can't be owned, that can't be bought, that can't be sold, that can't be controlled, that can't be mind controlled? Again, mind controlled, not soul controlled, mind controlled. They want to control your mind. You separate from the program in your mind. You feel who you are in your spirit. That's how you pick the lock out of this prison. You want to figure out how to make that lock pick? Look inside. Look inside. Look there. Because all you're going to get is disinfo out here and out there and this other place. All you're going to get is one person's version of reality, but then there's your own voice that might be suppressed throughout the whole journey. What are you seeing? What makes sense to you? And why don't we hear more people? Challenging us in this day and age. Potential hell on earth being unleashed. Why don't we hear enough of that from people on TV? When 9/11 happened, right away, before the inside job elements, the details came to me later. Immediately, instantly, you knew something was wrong. I did. In my gut. But it came in the form of they're pushing war here. It's common sense that more war equals more war. If they were attacked, you'd think they'd be going about this another way. You knew right away, based on how much information that they claim to have on the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan graphics up on the screen. It's like, you know, someone got all the – it was the nature of the graphics, how professional it was, the propaganda. It was like someone staging some major stuff here. They're trying to create a version of events that's obviously going to lead to a war, an intense bombing, raping, pillaging, destroying of a country most people can't even find on the map, a country where my father was born. So this is what pulls me in at that point, although before 9/11 I was already feeling like there was something strange about robots and AI and martial law. I was starting to feel these feelings and think about authority and the police state and the structure of control and how wrong it was and how much it hurt me inside and led me to self-abuse, substance abuse, which is self-abuse. And when I started finding about 9/11, it was like being born again, not in a religious sense, but a deeper understanding where peace came over me. That other demon in me was removed and extinguished. Although when I forget my way and I forget my path, it tries to come back and lead me astray again. Those inner demons we have, those lower dimensional, part of ourselves. I believe we are higher and lower selves. Your actions, your thoughts, what's going on inside your head, not letting your emotions control you. You know, all these things are factors when it comes down to which way you're actually going to go. Are you going to evolve? Are you going to become an angel in this life? Or are you going to regress, fall apart, and become a bloodthirsty demon? If we put our lives in the hands of the government, we get what we have coming to us. In many cases, people become demons rather than angels. Focused only on their own selves, their orgasms, that chocolate chip cookie that they're eating, that cigarette that they're smoking, that beer that they're chugging, their own selves, the body computer, the body machine, physical sensation, sex, drugs, rock and roll, even though the rock and roll really has gotten a lot worse in recent years. This is what people are focused on, the body. And that is not entirely spiritual. Nor is nature in and of itself entirely spiritual or entirely evolved. And if we were to mirror our behaviors after animals, for example, we would not, in the eyes of a lot of people, women, for example, be that involved, because we'd be running around raping them, because that's what animals do. I walk out the park the other day, and all these ducks are out, there's a gangbang going on. And these girls are watching and giggling, and I'm going, huh, that's kind of interesting. But we don't act like that as humans. There's something different about our brain structure. We have the option to take our physical existence here in the material plane to something far higher than gangbang at the park. Gang rape at the park, I would say. I'm not sitting here getting some conversation about what's right, what's wrong in terms of those levels. I'm talking about nature. The things going on in nature that we probably would not want to mirror in our own world, well, actually, we already are. Some of us are choosing not to because we believe it's better to have a consensual sexual experience. Most of you ladies agree with that, don't you? So we can't say nature is just totally beautiful. I think maybe perhaps there are certain imbalances going on this planet that have affected animals as well. You can hear my cell phone going off. It's quite the party. Da-da-da-da. Everything is fine. Running around the city, urban jungle. Yeah, I'll call you back later. But it is an urban jungle, and it is natural for children to get their food to them out of a vending machine that came from a multinational corporation, as it might have been to somebody 100 years ago, 150 years ago, to go pick a cherry. Now, this is what they have been accustomed to. So what is natural? What is normal? That type of stuff, that's all relative. It's all cultural. Culture is an operating system. That's another thing Terrence McKenna has said. So I'm giving him some credit. And that's why it's good to look at different perspectives. It's about moving your point of observation, seeing different perspectives on the same time-space reality that we're not only coexisting in, but co-authoring together. We have a break coming up. We're going to cover some news in the second hour, and we're going to take some phone calls at 866-841-1065. Get prepared now at survivalcenter.com, and I have information on that over at my website, alexansery.com. If you'd like to sponsor the broadcast, let me know. If you'd like to make a donation, if you can make a donation, we are looking at being self-sufficient. I am looking at spending more time working on the show. So your contribution is always, always welcome. AlexCancer.com, ship and banner on the right-hand side. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
gentlemen, we're back. Crazy, crazy world we live in. John in Canada's called in. And then a friend of mine, Mike, calls me. He calls me and tells me he's going to go do some event with some guy named Douglas Bigford. And I'm like, what? Douglas Bigford? That guy is mentally ill. He's been, I guess, you know, when you're starting to move up in the world, when someone says you and Alex Jones are in a conspiracy together to spread disinformation because he doesn't like what I say, even though me and Alex Jones have plenty of disagreements. And I'd rather, John, I know you're on. We're not going to talk about him, by the way, when you're on, okay?
Okay.
It's just that, though, dude, why don't you talk about the issues? Why do you stop saying I'm CIA and just talk about the issues? You're mentally ill. Who takes the time to spend hours and hours and hours on YouTube saying Alex Ansari is rich and he's making money off of his show? I've raised $250 in a couple weeks. That barely takes care of half the rent. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to buy food later on. Because the grocery money, I mean, I haven't done the food stamp thing yet, but after I got fired, you know, it's just like, this is what I'm doing. But really aren't a whole lot of sponsors, so I guess I'm not really working for myself yet. I'm just almost there. So you have to spend that much energy doing that, attacking me. It tells you a lot about their mental capabilities. And it's really, really sad. And so I think of all these people that make videos about Alex Jones, and it's this obsession, realizing that some people are so obsessed with people and personality, they can't even, like, not think about them for 5 seconds because they don't even see their own voice and power. For if they did see their own voice and power, they'd be talking about what they see as opposed to what the others don't see. And with that, we'll talk to John. Hey, John, thanks for calling in today.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, you know, a lot of people have all kinds of motivations, and you just can't let it get to you. It's fair to criticize anybody for whatever, you know. We're all sort of in this together. I'm calling just to hopefully get you to consider, you know, we are the government. You know, the only thing that holds us back is the tyranny of censorship. And, well, everybody would have something to say. Well, there are people that really don't know what they're talking about. And it hurts people's egos to face that kind of truth. Now, I can give you endless examples. Healthcare, for example. All the NWO guys, all the guys that call themselves patriots, they haven't spent 15 minutes studying the subject, but they'll tell you that they're the world's renowned experts better than everybody else is because they categorize the thing in one or two statements. Healthcare is an immensely complicated industry comprising of all kinds of branches of philosophy and messed up science, and sometimes it really makes sense that you got to set a broken bone to make sure it heals correct. So there's a lot, it's a much more infinitely, where it's essentially can be considered infinitely complex. I mean, you've got to decide what you're talking about, but instead we categorize things and sometimes to a huge fault, because this is the affliction of bigotry. You know, those ponytail, in fact, I think it was, unfortunately, I'll just mention for a second, Alex Jones, I think yesterday blamed everything on the ponytail liberals, you know, and it's like, that's a bigot. So it's fair to criticize him for his bigotry and his intolerance for the innocent in our world, of which he's
sure.
Claims.
Exactly. Go ahead. Wait, we have another break coming up. That was kind of quick. Okay, we'll be back in a few, John, and we'll let you finish that. And then...
Okay.
Yeah, pull in the China shop. That's what we're looking at there with that one. I got to make a phone call. We'll be back in a few. Gentlemen, I may be talking to the mayor tomorrow night, a little confrontation. They're going to be out there pushing global warming legislation here locally. I'm not really sure exactly what's going on. That's not perhaps a perfect description of what's going on. I just wish there was a bigger topic to be discussed locally except besides man-made global warming and what kind of gay sex our mayors into. I mean, I think the world is a little bit more complex than that, John, don't you think? Don't you think, John, we can talk about things a little bigger than that in our own local community of Portland, Oregon, other than who he's having sex with and global warming? And I mean, how about the economy? How about MH6 Black Little Birds above our city? Martial law preparations.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there's the thing you can get in on the global warming. Now, I'm going to shock people here, okay? You know, the thing is, you were saying that some people would say you're a disinfo agent. In fact, actually, Alex Jones has said that I'm a disinfo agent. When I was going to court against Bush, Rumsfeld, and Ariel Sharon in Canada, they wanted to put me in prison, if you recall. He wouldn't come to the case. He wouldn't let me send him the warrants or any information because he's disinfo. So it's on faith. He doesn't want to go by fact. He just wants to go by faith, you know. So we want to look at each issue for what it is. Never mind the ideologies of liberal or conservative. But we can discern that there are certain political philosophies or ideologies that can be associated to right-wingers. And everybody else, and the so-called liberals are everybody else besides. Now those labels don't mean anything to me, but there are some people that have ponytails that are liberals who thought they were maybe in love with Alex Jones, and then after he said that liberal ponytail guys were responsible for all the suffering in our world, now he's created a division, and it's unnecessary. It's his ego that he's serving because he's got his own insecurities, and that's what I think is the root cause of troubles in respect
now,
to all.
Now, the more I think about this, though, I think about that for everybody. Not everybody, most everybody.
Yeah.
I think about the planet.
Yeah.
What I was thinking about last night is the root cause of a lot of the stuff is human aggression, building and building and building and building to a technological point to where we destroy ourselves. And this whole thing, 2012,
right.
Us completing the cycle, we may be completing a massive cycle of destruction. Something has to change.
Oh.
In order for us to heal. This is a massive level of destruction reaching a climax, like an orgasm of destruction.
Yeah, well, what 2012 will represent is it'll be a person like anybody, could be something similar to myself, who actually knows some particular subject matter. Let's say it's a banking issue. And in 2012, they'll say, listen, there's nobody on earth that disagrees with me. The banks don't cover our loans. Giving them money is the act of extortion. We want all this money returned. It's a criminal theft. Why is all the money, the capital, missing? They never answer you this. And this is what I was just going to say about global warming. The thing that a lot of people don't understand is that the whole premise of this cap and trade and global warming tax system is that you're going to give money to private bankers. You know, whether the argument is valid or otherwise, you know, we can argue that for a very long time. The point is, we don't give money to private bankers. How, if the concerns were legitimate, why are we giving it to private individuals, private bankers? That's the thing that's hidden. So you could say, similarly as they've accused you, you could say the same thing about Alex Jones. He's a disinfo agent. He's trying to work with the New World Order to enslave ourselves. He just doesn't know. He does know partially. I mean, there's all kinds of things he knows, but he doesn't understand the relevance of their or the importance of what certain revelations mean. Like Bush closing investigations, he should be saying that every single day of the week. He should be saying, look, there's video of liquefied iron flowing from the tower like water. That should be on the front of his webpage every single day. He's just harping on it and go, look, there's no opposition, but he doesn't do that. But anyway, that's the main thing about global warming. Look, people have to understand, you're going to give money to the Rothschild family. Why? Is the Rothschild a scientist? No, he's an idiot. He was interviewed by Alex Jones, actually. He's not a very bright guy. You know, but this is that's what's really hidden.
That guy was really stupid. He didn't even know what he was walking into when
yeah.
he was interviewed by a... He's like, what did you call him? The name for the Rothschilds? Red Shield. I got your Red Shield. And the guy was pausing, going, what? Or maybe he was playing stupid too.
Yeah, Alex Jones has had some awesome times, man. When he's dressed up as the Grim Reaper there, confronting I think it was the Bohemian Grove crowd.
He was doing that in Texas outside Rick Perry's. Well, at the time, Governor Bush's governor's mansion in downtown Austin. I've been there. You know,
is that it?
Okay, there's so many things we can talk about. It's interesting how there's a lot of, let's get beyond liberal and conservative, but real activist heartbeats and energy. A lot of that's in Austin, even outside of the Alex Jones world. There's a reason why he does very well there, and maybe why he resonates there, and why I resonate in Portland. There's some to certain types of energies in certain cities. Not that, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't understand what I'm saying, but there's something about Portland inspires me too. Maybe I would be less inspired living somewhere else. Maybe there are factors like that going on that none of us see at times, because certain cities definitely seem to draw certain people.
Yeah, or we can see the or I can suggest that I might be have a good inkling as to why things are the way they are. I mean, we're all affected by suggestion, and role models or media personalities can have a profound effect on our reality. You know, like this is why I'm always challenging George Norrie. I want him; he won't take my call. They only hang up on me because I'm telling the truth, and I want to challenge him on an open debate where he can't cut me off. He's not supporting justice for my family here, and I support the defense of American soldiers being sacrificed needlessly. He's lying to America every day, and he doesn't really smile. He's joking. Bin Laden did 9/11, suckers. Russia invaded. They're the bad guys. Iran's a Holocaust denier. He cannot be allowed to do that, but yet he does. And this is and if he was challenged on that and exposed for what he truly is, all of America could change for the better overnight. We'll start respecting people who do know what's going on, or conversely, we'll want to pursue the facts before we form our judgments on one particular matter or another. Like, I love the idea of sometime in the future getting an opportunity to debate anybody in America on your healthcare industry. It's extremely corrupt, but you don't understand why it's corrupt. You have all these middlemen that don't need to be there. If you compare your country to any other country...
That's true, but we allow them to be in power. Like someone says in the chat room, why does Alex blame on aggression? Isn't it just the elite? No. We allow the elite to stay in power. People sometimes allow them to stay in power because they're going to get something. They're going to get theirs. It's something selfishly based, and it's an aggressive society where we're still pillaging and looting all throughout the world. It's not just about the elite. It's about that energy of taking from somebody. I mean, I can feel that imperialistic, aggressive energy, New World Order society here in Portland. So unless those root causes are dealt with, it's going to keep doing what it's been doing, and that's, you know, we're going to keep living in an enslaving system. Real quick to end that point, the question is, what energy needs to come in for that to go away, or how does this work? Could 2012... bring some new energy to the planet that can help us move out of that aggressive kill mindset? That's
intelligence. The order to chaos is intelligence ourselves. God exists. It's just that people are terrified of that knowledge, you know, because then all of a sudden God has an opinion to defend the innocent in wartime, for example. Why would you support torturing an innocent person to death? That's a great example. You know, there isn't another side to this. It's that these guys are criminals.
And people weren't aggressive, and they weren't shut down. They'd be screaming, going, no. But instead, they're walking straight ahead. We have lots of documentation, video showing you that.
Yeah,
hands on our ears. My thing on 2012, I mean, the possibility of more consciousness coming our way for us to be able to see our way outside of the box of human aggression. Otherwise, it's just going to continue to get worse. And this is how I see it, and this is how I've seen it for a long time, and I'm going to try to continue to say it clearly and try to at least complete the thought to the best of my ability so I don't have any regrets of saying, that person's really closed-minded in terms of being spiritual. I shouldn't say things like that. Then I talk about stuff, and people are like, oh, you're not spiritual enough. We don't want to hear about the problems. Like, I can't please anybody. John.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, you can. You're policing lots of people. You got, this is, maybe you're, you haven't been at this very long. I've been at this for like, you know, more than a decade. Well, you're always going to have flack. There's always going to be these people.
You only have about 7 years, 5 years.
Okay, well, there's always people that are going to be idiots. And there's, and you always got to be open to criticism that could be fairly placed against yourself, and you could become a better person for it. But you got to realize, you know, like I think we talked about this briefly before, you just let it fall off you. It doesn't mean
well,
nothing.
Sure, when I keep getting at, there are lots of people asking me the same questions or saying the same things, like, oh, 2012, end of the world. It tells me they, their minds have been, I don't want to say this to be insulting. If that's your knee-jerk reaction, someone's messed their mind up in your understanding of 2012 by having a knee-jerk reaction to that. It tells me I have to be real clear about what I'm saying and get the best data that I can.
Well, we're definitely in a very high-stress position right now. Right now, we can argue the merits of any position, any political philosophy or mathematical relationship, but it doesn't matter. Congressmen sign bills into law without even reading them. Like you're saying, there's a selfishness, an energy amongst our reality where we're all pulling over everybody. That's the American way. You got to figure a way to cheat somebody. And it's a pervasive throughout the entire political structure. So even if we argue of the merits of one particular position or another, it almost doesn't mean anything. Because, you know, the guy who's going to make the decision, he don't give a rat's behind about anybody. He's just in there for himself. He wants to take the bribes. And these are a lot of, like I say, the power is within ourselves. If people understood earmarks, for example, this is a criminal theft. There's no accountability. They're pocketing the money for themselves. And Howard Dean gave an example on Jon Stewart's show already several years ago, where a congressman just writes a blank check for himself and then puts in any total. And the example he gave was $16 billion, and the money's gone. You know, you don't know what happened to the cash. You're not allowed to know. You have to go to Washington, D.C. personally, bring your identification. They have to screen you first before you can go into the building. They're holding the records for earmarks, and they're over your shoulder telling you you can't bring any recording device, you can't have a hidden camera, you can't have anything there to gather evidence against to form an indictment against these criminals, this cabal of criminals. And you have a couple of guys that say some good things, you know, Kucinich I love. He's an awesome guy. But we can see, you know, he brings up arguments that are perfectly sane. You know, why go to war in Iraq? It makes no sense. But people just say, he's that left-wing liberal guy, people will say. But no, he's the thinking guy. Everybody else is a machine. Like, this is it would be awesome one of these days. We could talk about briefly now what ideologies are. Conservatism in today's climate is generally people who do have blind ideologies. You know, privatized always. Everything the government does is bad, always. So sabotage everything the government does because it's because they don't have the intellect for it. That's the another thing I criticize all the people who think Alex Jones is great is that on everything, because this is what he sells, you can't criticize him because you'd be delusional because all he's doing is telling us the facts. Well, you don't have the facts as it pertains to all kinds of different political realities. And, you know, like, I don't know where to start. All I know is we have no accountability right now, or not much of it. Congressmen are stealing everything from you, so are the bankers, and I don't see any reason why they have to escape. You know, it's an understanding that the banks don't cover our loans. Bailing them out is irrational, makes no sense. They pocketed the money for themselves, of course. The main thing here is people don't understand. Why is it that all the biggest banks in America all of a sudden had no capital? They had no money in their vaults. All the money had been extracted and put into the pockets of these private bankers, and then they left the building empty. That's where the crime starts. People don't understand. You know, the hedge fund market, these are scammers. They get, some of them accrue more than $3 or $4 trillion. And they haven't done any good for anybody. They just nickel and dimed everybody with a special license in the market that me and you can't do. I can't become a hedge fund manager. I have to have a friend in the banking community and get a special license, particularly here in Canada. But if I did have that license in Canada, I'd get a minimum $25 million each year for nothing. I just get a check for $25 million because I got that special license. So if people understood that that's what the market represents as it pertains to the hedge fund market, people would be asking for their money back because it's a scam. But where we know it's for sure extortion is all this bailout money that's gone to these bankers already. Why was all the assets extracted? Because they traded derivatives back and forth amongst themselves, which were truly worth nothing. I'll sell you a $10 billion derivative. You sell me a $10 billion derivative. It's not worth anything. It's just a piece of paper. But me and you will exchange $10 billion, and we'll pay ourselves commissions with the bank deposits, with the people's pensions, with their life savings. And that's why all the banks were empty, because they've been trading derivatives in excess of $1.5 quadrillion. There isn't enough, you know, $1.5 quadrillion is way beyond what is possible in this world. Okay? These are fictions. But they created these fictions, and when they trade them back and forth, they take our deposits. And that's why all the banks were empty. That's what the bailout is. But they don't want to face that, so they say, oh, we got to bail them out. Well, no, we need to recover all this stolen money. And plus the extorted money, and the TARP fund. Here's something that will challenge everybody out there. Understand, Elizabeth Warren, she is the head of the Congressional Oversight Panel on the TARP fund. She's the chairwoman. She's in charge of this whole fiasco with TARP. She tells us, as she did on Jon Stewart and Rachel Maddow and several other shows that you can get on YouTube, where they're committing criminal fraud today. You as an American sucker will give them a dollar's worth of stock, but they only give you 60 cents. They cheat you right there. It's a criminal fraud right there. She's the chairwoman. She's the top cop. And understand, again, those arguments against Alex Jones and yourself could be used similarly. They go, you and Alex Jones are in on the New World Order. You're trying to propagandize us because you're not dealing with the fact that Elizabeth Warren has already articulated this completely correctly, that they're stealing the money right from under us today. But understand, I don't think you're in with any kind of nefarious New World Order, and I don't think Alex Jones, maybe he's not, I don't know. But, see, we're having a failure to communicate. We're having a failure of understanding. We're having a failure to understand where our powers truly lie. And where our powers truly lie is on these indivisible properties of consciousness where you can understand, no matter who the other person is, they're going to agree to you.
We're going to see right versus wrong, good versus evil, and these are relative terms, but there is like, this person feels like they're hard in the right spot. They may have some issues and some personal problems. There are some great souls out there that are full on drug addicts and alcoholics, you know, because they're using that to stuff and whatnot. Well, that's how I feel about him. Not that I'm calling him an alcoholic, but he's addicted to other things, fame and the money part. But it's the soul essence. Hey, you resonate, you come across something like that in your field, it changes who you are. Well, that's what happened to me, and that's all the evidence I need, and it's happening to others. And so things are changing from what he's putting out for the positive. So despite the downfalls. But anyway, back to my world and out for the box. I'm going to try to go over some news, John, in the next segment. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you, Alex. We'll talk to you again.
866-841-1065, that's the number. And I'm going to come back and cover some things. Look at this, Russia-U.S. cooperation on Afghanistan shows a 180-degree turn. It's like they're starting to work together more and more and more. Well, they're a world order. Yeah, let's partner up on Afghanistan. But it's nothing new. The Russians helped us get in there in the days before 9/11. Yeah, troops, Russian troops and American troops in Uzbekistan.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Live up to some of these things that I'm reading from books here and there. They're just snippets of consciousness, arcs of consciousness, trying to start a fire, really, a good fire. So I'm going to read a little bit. This might inspire some of you, but many of you have already heard this. I'm going to quote Bill Hicks, who left us in 1994 at the age of just 32. And then I'll read some headlines. The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are, and the ride goes up and down and round, has thrills and chills. It is very brightly colored. It's very brightly colored, it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is it just a ride? And other people remember, and they come back to us and say, hey, don't worry. Don't be afraid ever, because it's just a ride. And we kill those people. shut them up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut them up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account, my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try to tell us that, and we let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice, no effort, no worry, no job, no savings and money. Just a choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy bigger guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love, instead, see us all as one. He goes on to say, here's what we can do to change the world right now into a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which we would do so many times over, not one human being being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever, in peace. So that's just one little quote there from a well-known individual, and we can remember that as we see people reacting in highly insane ways today. In terms of the news, we see a lot of things going on in Honduras where protesters are being killed. Honduran coup leaders faced further isolation yesterday after blocking the ousted president, Manuel Zelaya, from flying into the capital's airport. In addition, Israel Air Force is preparing for an Iranian strike. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, said he would prefer to see Iran's nuclear program stopped through diplomacy, but has not ruled out a military strike. Here's another one from something called the Golden Heart Chronicles, the CIA swine flu and your plastic FEMA coffin. Some of you know about the coffin, so they're getting ready for a disaster in Georgia, about up to a million, half a million to a million. Chinese troops kill 140. We mentioned that earlier. Russia-U.S. cooperation on Afghanistan shows a 180-degree turn. A deal between the U.S. and Russia to increase assistance and training in Afghanistan is being hailed as a full turnaround for two nations that had once been on opposite sides during a different Afghan war. A joint statement issued Monday before a press conference in Moscow with President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev pledged a commitment to the nation of Afghanistan as it struggles to overcome various political and social challenges. And it goes on and on and on. Some of the things that I want to mention as well, we went over the missiles earlier that were fired in the direction of South Korea, or Japan rather, not so much Hawaii, but the missile tests allegedly are going to go on for another week or so, coming out of North Korea. We talked about the new data center last week that they're building in Texas, and that's going to cost $1.8 billion. That's how much the NSA is going to be spending on that new data center. And in terms of the Real ID Act, a lot of people were talking about this issue, the idea of a national ID card back in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, and it kind of got quiet. They pushed it off a little bit. In my opinion, you know, what happened was the states just complied with a lot of what the federal government wanted. The federal government made it cheaper for them to comply. A lot of them were complaining that it was just a matter of the cost. Well, if it's just a matter of the cost, we'll just knock it down a little bit. I remember laughing about this 3 or 4 years later, and that's how it came about. And they got to have their little cards and their little new standards put in there. But it looks like there's something else coming. It's called Senate Bill 1261. It's a heavily compromised legislation, which allows the majority of the Real ID Act to stay in place. It's moving towards a DHS Senate committee hearing in Washington, D.C. After proving time and time again that the technologies used, such as RFID technology, facial recognition, biometrics, and Fusion Center databases, have a high failure rate in substantiating, retaining, and protecting identity, we should not be required to accept inadequate standards for federalizing U.S. identity to redundance in the PASS Act or the Real ID Act. So you have the option to tell your state senators, Jill Lieberman, and Senate DHS committee that Senate 1261 is not acceptable for U.S. identity. So one more nail in the coffin of the U.S. Constitution. That's just one more story there. And lots of other things as well. Again, these riots in China are ethnic riots. And hundreds have also been hurt as unrest has spread to a second city. In fact, there's 828 injured, according to one official Chinese government report. And that's what they're admitting. That's coming from the government. It's coming from the people that are doing the destruction or responding to these crazy, wild-eyed Muslims, which could likely be agent provocateurs. Very, very likely. And the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, would benefit from something like that. Let's see, we have one more break after this. 866-841-1065. That's the number to call if you want to add anything to what I'm saying this afternoon, if you have some other issues that you want to bring up. The 4th of July was very, very interesting. I want to say something else in terms of that story I was sharing earlier, in terms of the police. Now, a lot of people ask, well, don't you get arrested? How do you go out there and just scream really loudly, breaking the law about the stuff that gets people killed in other countries? How is it that you're not afraid? How is it the police aren't messing with you? How is it that you're still alive? How is it this? How is it that? And there's so many different ways that people create illusionary fairy tales and nightmares. Pick your word, whatever verbiage you want to use, to describe why they're not doing anything. And our country's already dying. This system is collapsing in on itself, and there are some good elements to that, but when they are manufacturing this and getting us ready for the next stage, if you don't speak out now, the question is when? If not now, when? How is it that the happiness comes from being quiet, and keeping your head down, thinking that's all you need to live? That and maybe, getting laid here and there, eating food and watching TV and going to the amusement park and getting on a pony, things of that nature. The world is so much more complex than that. And you can't be free and ignorant at the same time. But back to the fear part, a lot of police listening, some of them might agree with what's being said. And they decide right there and then, I'm not going to enforce this law that I don't think is, that I don't feel is fair and just. Maybe I like somebody screaming. I think that's been the case sometimes. There was another cop that I've had some disagreements with in the past. He was driving by today, or actually a couple of days ago, when it was the 4th of July, and it was megaphoning. This was right after seeing those jets fly low over downtown. And I'm always yelling at cops in downtown, hey, how about those choppers? Hey, how about those jets? And he heard me and just kind of smiled like, yep, I saw them. Like, yeah, they're preparing for war games? Oh, by the way. And he goes, what? And put his hand up so he can hear me. Rumsfeld gave North Korea the weapons. Remember that no matter what happens. He just kind of gave me the nod in a non-sarcastic way. So you never know. I mean, we're out there planting seeds. You never know what might grow.
Pull back the curtain to expose the matrix on Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder and Joel Nissen, weekdays at 7 p.m. on the one and only Oracle Broadcasting Network.
last segment of the day. It looks like I will be with you live 5 days this week. We have, let me go ahead and get his name right now. And I asked him to come on the show. But a very educated African-American who is going to be coming on the show to talk about the New World Order, his understanding of it. We're going to talk about his movies, his films, some of the stuff that he's been working on. And so it's going to be Lenin Honor. Lenin Honor is our guest, and his website. I'm looking for that right now. LeninHonorFilms.com, LenHonorFilms.com. He'll be with us for 2 hours tomorrow. It's going to be an enlightening conversation. And then Freeman is going to be on Wednesday. We had a caller from Mount Rainier that was locked and loaded, ready to be brought on. That call has dropped. If you want to call back, Lynn, go ahead and call back. We have 8 minutes left, or we can take another call from someone else with the remaining time that we have. While I wait for that call to come back, let me go ahead and read this real quick. 4th of July, checkpoints in California by Kurt Nimmo. John Adams is probably rolling over in his grave. On July 3rd, 1776, Adams wrote to his wife Abigail, "The second day of July, later changed to the 4th, ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be celebrated with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore." Fast forward more than 200 years after Adam wrote this, not only do far too many Americans have but a faint inkling of what the day represents, they also have come to accept the injuries and usurpations that inspired the Declaration of Independence and led to war with Great Britain. The British Crown had sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people with illegal and unwarranted searches, most notably the Act of 1754, the Excise Act of 1754, which gave tax collectors unlimited powers to interrogate colonists concerning their use of good subjects to customs, and permitted the use of a general warrant known as a right of assistance, allowing them to search the homes of colonists and seek prohibited and uncustomed goods. These grievous and oppressive searches figured prominently in the Revolution and led to the Fourth Amendment. On July 4th, 2009, the city of Pasadena, California, was celebrating independence by erecting checkpoints to search vehicles for fireworks. Violators are subject to compensation. Will celebrate. In other words, they did celebrate independence by setting up checkpoints to search vehicles for fireworks. Violators are subject to compensation, confiscation, and impoundation of their vehicles up to 1 year in jail and fines up to $50,000, reports the Pasadena Star News. So much for John Adams' illuminations. That's perspective from Kurt Nimmo. But as I said at the beginning of the show, let's go to Lynn now. Isn't it odd that we're hearing bombs and firework type of stuff while bombs are dropping in other parts of the world? Seems to be like a bunch of animals laid on the ground going, ooh, fire. Oh, human animals, you know, monkey like, ooh, fire, sexy. But not really much else going on but that. Hello, Lynn.
Alex, thank God you found it. I lost my mind, and I have been looking everywhere for it, and out of your lips comes my mind. Only I've been doing this since 1996. I tell you what, I couldn't agree with you more. Every day I listen to you, and I think, oh, my goodness, this is unbelievable. It's wonderful to have somebody your age that's out there talking like this, because I'm 60, almost 63. And I keep getting doors closed in my face on a constant basis. Nobody wants to hear this stuff. Although, on the chemtrails, I think they're waking up a little bit. But, God, I wish I was with you this weekend. It sounds like you had a great time.
I've been going through a lot of stuff. I'm living in a new place, trying to adjust to different people.
and I'm a little apprehensive because my energy is new to them. So I'm a little self-conscious in that respect. But other than that, I'm liking all the free time I've got now.
That's another thing we have in common, because I just recently moved and I'm going through the same thing. You know, I want to say to whoever and other people who call and complain about Alex Jones, everybody has their own style, and if they don't want to listen to him, shut him down. Shut it off. There's Republic and there's Oracle, and two outstanding networks that give a lot of truth. But I have never yet gone to Alex's website and not found just great news. So, you know, love him or like him, he's got his own style, and thank God that he has woke up a lot of people. And I'm telling everybody about you.
Well, thank you very much. It's interesting how this organic movement's not the right word, as I said, but shift in awareness, how it happens, how it's less about the people but more about the ideas, and they spread like wildfire. They expand, they grow, they evolve to something higher. It's interesting. It's increasing now. There are more people, young people, looking for answers. It seems like that's why we got to get out of the division stuff so much, because people gravitate to the competitive, especially men, so much.
It kind of blows my mind that everybody's so willing to start pointing fingers at each other instead of getting together and agreeing to the fact that something is terribly wrong. And everybody knows something's wrong, but they don't want to know what it is. It's unbelievable to me that our taxpayer money goes to bankers to bail it out and tell us, oh, we don't have to tell you where we put it, where it is, and then ask for more and more and more. And meanwhile, they lie about the jobless rate. And the only place we're going to get truth is through people like you and Alex and John Statmiller and all these guys. You guys are all wonderful, and I appreciate you, and I wanted you to know.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome, Alex. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you, Lynn. Hello, Glenn in Portland. There's about a minute left, I guess.
I know this is an important program. I missed most of it. Is there a chance you will put at least the part about your participation in Portland, the tea thing, on your website in reasonably high quality?
Yeah, I need to get Dreamweaver installed back on the computer. Matt Kazee, some of you have heard that name before. He's done some video stuff online. He is going to send me a DVD of it. There is on YouTube right now. I can give you the address if you want to watch that confrontation between me and that bodybuilder idiot looking guy telling me to be quiet. And we just said, well, I'd rather, now that you're here, ask you about what you're doing for your world. And I don't know if you know Mike Glenn, but if you go to his YouTube channel, he's got a couple videos, but the good ones really aren't up yet, of what happened at the beer festival when we just took that thing over. And I hate to say it, I held them hostage, Glenn. Because, you know, Glenn, when they're in that cage, they can't get put their drink down and come up and get me. They just kind of sit there and flip me off. It was just, oh, it was beautiful.
Anyway, I want to hear this whole, I will look at those things. I'm looking forward to YouTube. What I really want, though, is what you said about the Saturday experience on this broadcast. And, in high quality. Reasonably high quality. And that's it for Cascadia Public Radio for today, because I believe you have to close now.
Okay, so, thank you, Glenn. And maybe I should get some of that up. I think maybe a podcast would be better. But, boy, I'm going to go outside for now. Glenn, I'll think about that. Yes, because we do have that high-quality archive up there on Oracle for members. Anyway, we have Freeman on Wednesday, and we have Lennon on tomorrow. Lennon Honor, LennonHonorFilms.com. Check him out ahead of time. See what he's all about. Great guy. Great guy to come up next few days. Looking forward to talking with you then. Stay safe the next 24 hours, my friends. 22 hours.